this podcast is for you, the modern man. I'm Dr. Anne Truong, your host. I'm an intimate health medical doctor and best-selling author of the book, Erectile Dysfunction Fix. I'll do a deep dive into sexual health and performance and how it affects men of all ages and backgrounds. So let's get started and be sure to visit my website at sexualhealthformenpodcast.com for more information and resources from the show. See you on the inside. Hello there, modern man. I'm Dr. Anne Truong. I've treated over 7,000 men with ED. I get this question a lot, and I'm going to attack it by answering it in this video. Question is tadalafil or Cialis safe for biohacking for men without ED? The short answer is yes and no. It is kind of complex. While tadalafil showed promising biohacking benefit in healthy men, recreational use for biohacking longevity is not recommended by medical association. However, there are emerging research that reveal compelling cardiovascular and cognitive and performance benefit that extend beyond erectile function. Now, let's talk about the biohacking appeal and scientific evidence. There's heart health and longevity benefit. So there's recent large-scale study demonstrated tadalafil provide substantial cardiovascular protection even in men without ED. It shows 44% lower mortality rate and 19% lower risk of cardiovascular event. It is a dose dependent though. A higher tadalafil exposure correlate with better outcome, and there is a study that shows reduction in heart attack and stroke, and also dementia prevention in a major 2024 study found that 18% has lower rate of dementia with taking tadalafil low dose between 2.5 to 5 milligrams. So tadalafil daily low dose between 2.5 to 5 milligrams improve endothelial function or increased flow, and that you start to see the benefit in about 4 weeks. It also reduces inflammation markers and improve nitric oxide. It also can increase lean muscle mass and also improve endurance and faster recovery. So most biohackers like Brian Johnson recommend taking 2.5 daily tadalafil for longevity benefit, not for erection because of improved blood flow to the brains and organ, reduced inflammation and oxidative stress, and also improve energy and cognitive function. Now, in a study in 2023, physician found that 21% that used tadalafil for ED function, but 71% use it for recreational. So what it means is that it's being used by men that are not even have ED that much. However, there is concern. It is concerned by the Cleveland Clinic that states that recreational use of Viagra without ED is not safe. There are dangerous drug interactions and cardiovascular implications, and that PDE5 inhibitor or tadalafil cannot improve erectile performance in men with normal function. So that's to keep in mind. Now, there is a psychological dependence risk as well. Studies reveal that in recreational user or user that doesn't have ED, they actually have a lower erectile confidence compared to non-user, meaning they become dependent on it. Without the medication, they don't feel confident they can get a good erection. And that is a 2.5 higher rate ED compared to non-users with users that are taking daily tadalafil. And that there's a risk of psychological dependence on the medication for normal function. Now, not to mention the side effect. Now, when you take a lower dose, you may have less side effect, but there are still 38% of men that take tadalafil have side effects such as headache, nasal congestion, flushing, back pain, muscle aches, and blue vision. And of course, if you are taking nitrate, you should not be taking tadalafil. Alpha blockers, don't take tadalafil. Or if you're taking medication for enlarged prostate, you shouldn't be taking tadalafil either, or history of stroke and heart attack, or even uncontrolled high blood pressure as well. So the answer is mixed. In my opinion, if something's not broken, don't mess around with it, right? Because if you don't have ED and you're able to get a good erection, why throw in another medication in that you don't need? Because when you start throwing a medication in there for your erection, your body's going to get messed up. Your body's going to be confused because it can get an erection without medication. And now you're throwing a medication in there. Your body's going to like, what's going on here? Your body may even get a little lazy and say, well, Tadalafil is kind of helping me with the erection. I'm just not going to do it anymore. And then you're going to start losing like a few natural components that you're already doing well. You're going to lose it because Tadalafil is in the mix. Do you see what I'm saying? It's almost like riding an e-bike. Before, you can ride a bike without any motor. Now you get an e-bike and you're like, okay, I don't need to do as much. So you're working out your leg not as much. But then what if that e-bike starts to break down? Can you go back to riding a bike without the motor assistance? So if it ain't broken, guys, don't mess around with it. In fact, your goal is to get an erection without medication. So it's natural, because remember, your body is made to have an erection. Everything in your body to help you get that erection. And why throw something synthetic, unnatural in the process, just so you can have some benefit of living longer and try to hack Mother Nature? Mother Nature doesn't like hacking, right? Mother Nature has been doing fine with our body for a long time, for millions of years. So why mess around with it? But my thinking is that Mother Nature knows what she's doing. You take care of her, she'll take care of you. Let's get to the basics. The basics of diet, exercise, sleep, stress reduction. It's much better than any medication at this point. Now, ED is more prominent later on when we start experiencing obesity, when we start having high blood pressure and heart disease. I don't think the caveman have any issue with ED unless it is trauma related. But they have to hunt, they have to find their food, they have to be very active every day as well. So I want you to consider that. And if you are taking Tadalafil recreationally, make sure it's low dose, between 2 milligrams to 5 milligrams, and see a doctor to evaluate for cardiovascular disease and to do blood testing and get regular monitoring as well. But my personal opinion, ain't broken, don't break it and put something new in it. Your body's going to get confused. So just trust your body and take care of it. It will take care of you. So to end, Tadalafil do show some remarkable promise as a biohacking agent, but recreational use without medical oversight is not advisable at this time. The use of Tadalafil is off-label for longevity, but should always discuss it with your doctor. And so just wanted to kind of throw it in there because I get this question. I was at a conference and somebody there, a colleague of mine, asked the same question. So I thought I'd just make a video about it as well. I thought it was an interesting question. Let me know your thoughts. It will mean the world to me if you like and subscribe to this channel and share it with somebody that you love. Just know you do not have to suffer with ED alone. You don't have to take medication, even as it is for longevity. Just do the basic and you take care of your body. Your body will take care of you. Check out the Mediterranean diet down below right here in the link. And that we have the Modern Man Club. It's a supportive space for you to get out of ED and towards sexual functioning again. And we are here to make information on sexual function accessible and sensible, to make it understandable as well too. So thank you for staying with me in this episode. I'll see you in the next one. Okay, Modern Man. You are not alone and you don't have to suffer anymore. ED can feel isolating, frustrating, and even defeating. The endless guessing, the quiet shame, the weight of not feeling like yourself. It's exhausting, but here's the truth. You are not broken, you are not alone, and you don't have to figure this out alone anymore. The Get Wood Now Boost Program is your step-by-step path to sexual confidence and restoration. No more suffering in silence. No more trial and error. Just real solution, real result, and the confidence you deserve. It's time to take back your power on your term. Let's get this journey started together. Check out the course at getwoodnow.com. I'll see you there.
Thanks for listening to the Sexual Health for Men podcast. If you love this episode, then please take a screenshot on your phone and post it on Facebook, Instagram, or wherever you post. And be sure to tag me and let me know why you like this episode and what you like to hear in the future. That will help me know what's great for you, and I would love to give you the most incredible free gift designed to help you improve performance quickly. Go to my website at sexualhealthformenpodcast.com to get the book, The 5 Common Costly Mistakes Men Make When Facing ED. I would appreciate it if you subscribe, leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen, and just know that you can have sexual vitality for life. I appreciate you. Until next time.